Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. O leader of the house of Israel, giver of the law of Moses on Sinai, come to rescue us with your mighty power. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Emmanuel, God be with us. It's so beautiful. Jesus come on earth as a man, but to share with us the life of Jesus, life of God, especially through the Eucharist, when we receive Him, receive the life of Jesus. We share his life. Emmanuel, God be with us in a very practical way and very real way. We thank the Lord that we are chosen to follow him in a special way through the Eucharist, that we share his life. So that what St. Paul says today is not that I live, but Christ lives in us. So thank the Lord that we are called to be with him and share his life. Emmanuel, God is with us. Thank you, Jesus.